Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. You are seeing the first ever recording of Real Estate University podcast, episode one. And today we're talking about becoming internet famous. And I think this is a really cool discussion. Should I use paid or organic media? Should I jump out and really push myself out there with my personal brand without spending any money whatsoever? Or should I put a little bit of marketing dollar behind it to create like a massive influx of new business? And I think this is a really interesting conversation. And first, again, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast, the first ever recording of the Real Estate University podcast. I'm a huge fan of paid media. And I think I heard Ryan Dice say this one time. It was probably like the simplest way that I could have ever understood it. And I think probably you as well. We were at a conference and he was just like, hey, how do you buy rice? Let's have this conversation. And you're probably like, what? What the hell are you talking about? How do I buy rice? He said, how do you buy rice? Do you go buy a piece of property and clean up the property, clean up the land, till it up, bury or plant the seed, water it, nurture it, and then in a few months' time, harvest the rice just so you can have a bowl? Or do you go to the store and buy it? And most of you are like, oh, that's obviously, I go to the store and buy it. Well, we could use this same illustration when we're talking about both paid and organic media. Now, I'm going to talk about Facebook here for a second because I feel like that's really one of my wheelhouses, a place that I could add a lot of value. And I think that you should know that this conversation is, I don't even think like one you should be having. I personally believe that you should go all chips on paid media. But look at the rice conversation, because if you're building your brand, you're building up your media organically, you are essentially the first illustration in that rice story. You are constantly putting out podcasts or putting out videos, putting out shows, putting out text-based content, putting out memes, putting out links, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're going to do it right, 6 to 9 times a day, and you need to do it every single day for going that organic route. And I think this is how a lot of real estate agents have built their business for a long time. They jump into the business. They do it in a very organic way. They go knock doors. They cold call. They call their sphere. They do everything they can not to spend money. But unfortunately, I don't know that a lot of people realize time is money. So when they're out there and they're grinding and they're hustling and you're putting in the time and you're putting in the effort, you're exhausting your capital, which is your time. So it is costing you money, no matter which way you look at it. If you go out there and you put money behind the things that you're doing, and you don't have to put a lot, like we have people come in and put like $5 a day, $10 a day on Facebook ads and go off and sell 2 or 3 houses a month, which is absolutely incredible. You're essentially just fast tracking what's going to take place. Now, both of these angles, right? Paid traffic, paid media, and organic traffic, organic media are going to get you to the same place eventually. One is a lot of work. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of energy focused on just putting out content, just putting it out there and putting it out there and putting it out there and putting it out there. And pretty soon something really cool happens. In about 6 to 8 months, you become a well-known brand. You become a well-known authority in your marketplace. And it's really cool. You didn't have to invest a lot to get there other than your time, which is your most important asset. If you go out and you strategically market with Facebook via paid advertising, here's what's really cool. You get to leverage all of that data, all of that information that Facebook's constantly pulling in, that you're pulling in from your website. Those likes on your Facebook post can now be utilized for new advertisements. Anything that you're thinking of right now, you can really leverage that in Facebook on their paid platform. Not their paid platform and like you have to pay to be on Facebook, but just leveraging Facebook ads. You essentially get to take what can happen in 6 to 8 months and condense it down to like 1 to 3 months. So while you might spend a couple hundred bucks a month getting started, and you kind of roll out to start spending, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month, you're fast tracking your success. Now, this is not to say that like this is a magic bullet. This is some get-rich-quick scheme. This is not to say that if you spend money on Facebook, you're immediately going to get results. You must know what you're doing. I think that it's really important to know that. You can go put out videos and you can promote them, you can boost them, and that's great. It's going to give you that awareness. It's going to give you that interaction that you probably would get from organic media if you kind of just kept going and kept doing it. But you want to strategically give your customers, your clients, a call to act. So I don't think it's just enough to put out a video about some property. I think you want to promote it, and I think you want to give prospects a place to go look and do more research about said property, even a place to give you their information, names, email addresses, phone numbers, physical addresses. There's so many trade-up offers that are relevant right here. There's so many different ways to get both buyer and seller leads from leveraging that simple strategy that I just talked about with paid media. Paid fast tracks it. And it's something that I understand. It's something that our clients understand. It's something that I think that if you're going to move forward in the digital world, in the social world today, like growing your business, I think it's something you should be paying attention to. I think it's a really serious conversation that you need to sit down and have with yourself and have it with your partner, have it with your spouse, have it with whoever it is that you consult with from a business standpoint. Do I want to pay to play and fast track my results, or do I want to go the organic route because I don't have all of the money in the world right now to spend and I need to, you know, pay my bills? And there's not a wrong answer here. There really isn't. I don't want you to feel like, you know, me, Grant Wise, I'm forcing anything on you. I don't want you to feel like, you know, if I don't pay, I'm not going to get the results. Or if I don't pay, I got to go knock doors and cold call and junk mail. Like, look, Facebook is the door knocking strategy of 2017. Facebook is the cold calling strategy of 2017. Facebook is the junk mail strategy of 2017. Facebook is the email approach of 2017. If you're not leveraging Facebook and the data, they just surpassed 2 billion users. If you're not leveraging all of the information that they let you have, you are seriously missing out on opportunities that could just blow your business up. You might think that I'm joking, but I am very serious. Like, blow your business up. I've worked hand in hand with people that have gone from no transactions to 18 transactions in 3 months. I've worked with people that have had a few transactions and jumped to 15 in 90 days. It's real. Like, the power of leveraging Facebook data is so real because of how they curate, because of the credit companies they buy from, because of companies like Nielsen, because of these other providers that they buy data from, because of the consumers' web-based searches. If somebody goes out there, yeah, their home search does start online. If they go out there and search online, guess what? Boom, tag. And when you go out and start marketing your business online, Facebook is going to allow you to market to that curated audience. So the people that are looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on Pine Street near Tillery Elementary, you can directly target market those people. So I don't think that it's like even a conversation. I think that you should always lead right now, especially with paid, because it's going to allow you to get a leg up in your marketplace and build your own media, right? Because this is media. This is the attention that you are renting. And if you don't pay the rent, guess what? They're not displaying their advertisements. They're not displaying your advertisements. So when you are paying and you're sending people to take specific calls to action, you are also allowing yourself to build up your database of names, email addresses, and phone numbers that you can market to every single day. And that's important because you can market to them for free. It's no secret how Apple built their business. It's no secret how Facebook, fancy that, built their business. Uber, Starbucks. You got to look at all of these companies. They're media companies. They went out and got attention, and then they could sell whatever product it is that they want to. It's why Apple can mass produce cars, or, you know, like they're talking about doing. It's why any company that's big can do anything because of that media that they own. And I think you must, in 2017, as I sit here today recording the first episode of the Real Estate University podcast, you must understand that if you're not leveraging this data platform in some sort of paid fashion, I'm going to quote the not the late great, but Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk here. Heard him at a conference about 6 months ago. He said, if you're not spending at least $1,000 a month on Facebook ads, your business is laughable. Now, I mean, that's a stance. That's absolutely a stance. I happen to agree wholeheartedly. I think it's laughable. If you're not spending money on Facebook ads right now, your business is laughable. And you could take that as a total slap in the face, and you can never listen to this podcast ever again. I don't wish that on the success of this, but that's okay. That's your decision. Or you can take it as like just a hardline slap in the face piece of criticism that you know how you might not be leveraging everything you need to right now, and take action on that. You know, figure out how to put Facebook ads at work in your business. It's something as simple as boosting a post, which I don't recommend because there's no real targeting behind that, but promoting your properties, not just being a post and pray real estate agent, meaning you post your listing to the MLS and pray that it sells, like actually putting some marketing behind the things that you do. It totally will reflect your brand and in such a positive way and allow you to move forward. You can do it the organic route. You can 100%. And you will inevitably get to the same goal. It's just a more time consuming strategy. I am becoming such a fan of using both. Why not use both? Have your lead magnets, have your advertisements, have your strategic calls to action, have those things that are just consistently running in the background and bringing you new leads every single day, but also be putting stuff out there organically. Go interview the local business owner. Like, look, tell me right now, these small business owners in 2017, most of which that have no idea how to market their business, that just want to do what they're passionate about. You tell me right now, they're not going to let you walk in, interview them, give some coupons out, spread some love, spread some details about their business. You tell me right now that they're not going to let that happen. They are. They're begging for it. They're begging for everybody to hear their message. And their message could be, you know, I am a painter. Their message could be, I sell coffee on a local, hyper-local level. I sell books. Whatever that message looks like, there are people in your marketplace right now that need you to go out over and interview them. Like, do those things, but don't let go of what I believe this message today about this first podcast is about, is leverage paid media in your business, whatever that looks like to you. I don't believe that it's billboards anymore. I don't believe it's radio. I don't believe it's TV. Right now, the single greatest ROI that anybody can get in their business is on Facebook, social media. You must be spending your time and attention on these platforms. If not, you are missing the boat. And in 2-3 years, you will be out of business. I know this is an interesting first podcast because it's coming with a lot of like truth, just a hard truth that you must understand. But I hope that you take this into account and you truly, truly, truly listen to what it is that I'm saying. If you're not leveraging this, it is a death sentence. It really is. It's not a decision of should I use Facebook? It's should I use paid media or should I use organic strategy? One comes with a time commitment. You know, one absolutely comes with a time commitment, and one comes with a little bit of marketing dollar. You do not have to start with $1,000 a month budget. You do not have to start with $100,000 a month budget. You can start where you are. Spend $5 a day. Get your name out there. Give people strategic calls to act and do more business. Bring in more lead flow and nurture your clients into the relationships that you want them to be. All of these are possibilities. All of these are possibilities. But whichever way you decide, whichever way you choose, just start. Take action. Don't wait another day. I promise you, if you wait another day, it's prolonging that success you could be having a week, a month, 6 months, a year. Don't waste any more time. Get out there right now and take advantage of Facebook as an advertising platform. And keep listening, keep tuning in to the Real Estate University podcast. We want to keep providing value to you guys on content with social platforms and marketing objectives and marketing campaigns and conversion strategies and systems and processes. We really want you guys to get some insane value from what this podcast can bring to the table and with the interviews that we look to be locking in over the coming months so that you guys can hear it from the industry elites, the industry best. Should I use paid or organic media to become internet famous? I'm a huge fan. I'm a believer after spending $1 million in Facebook ads that you must be using paid traffic to go out there and win in business. Start where you are. Start with the little that you might even have. Understand how to leverage their data, understand what strategic calls to action to put in place, and most importantly, just go out and take action. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and I thank you so much for listening to the Real Estate University podcast. We'll see you guys later.